Good evening. Song of Solomon 4:1 will really just be in that one verse tonight. I'd like to preface that passage with a few comments. Comments that I think you can probably relate to, especially if you're a parent. But even if you're not a parent, think of this term. How many times do I have to repeat myself to you? Have you ever said that to someone? Has somebody ever said that to you? Let's up it a little bit. How often have we become agitated because we must repeat something to someone? That ever happened? Kind of makes us bristle a little bit. We think they should have listened and heard us the first time. And then there's this final statement. I guess the straw that breaks the camel's back is, we'll say, I'm not going to say it again. We've all said that. We can relate. I'd like to bring that into God's relationship with us. And I ask you this question. Have you ever considered how often God repeats himself to you and me? Have you ever considered that? How often does God repeat himself to us in his word? How often does he repeat promises to us, assurances to us, comforts, warnings, and even loving admonitions? How often does God say what we should have heard and believed the first time? Or actually, let me rephrase that. How often does God say again? How often does God repeat himself in things that we should have heard him say the first time? If you notice in the scriptures, and I know you'll see this if you're astute and you're in your word, God repeats certain very important truths and promises to us often. Why? Because we need to hear them again. Because we're weak and we need to be reminded. Because God, in his repetitions, his divine repetitions, he strengthens our faith and our trust in him. So God tells us certain very important foundational truths in his word. He repeats them, and sometimes multiple times. God, in his goodness and patience and long-suffering, even repeats himself to rebellious and lost sinners. You read the prophet Jeremiah. Read the prophet Isaiah when God says, I sent to you early, rising and sending my prophets. And you could see Jeremiah's message, Isaiah's message to the rebellious in Israel. Same message over and over again. Ezekiel. Well, tonight in Song of Solomon 4:1, the bridegroom reminded the bride of something that he had already told her. He already told her that she was his love, his one true love. But apparently, she needed to hear it again. Chapter 4 and verse 1, Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Let's pray. Father, please help us, Father, to glean, Father, a biblical principle, Father, even in your words that you often tell us multiple times from different writers in the scriptures and oftentimes from a different vantage point. But Father, you comfort us by repeating things so that we may be assured that you mean what you say. And so Father, I pray that you'd help us this night. Bless your people. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Turn back to chapter 1. This is the same encouragement. Chapter 1 and verse 15. This is the same encouragement, the same expression of love that the bridegroom had previously confessed to the bride. Now think about it. How often do I need to tell you that I love you? Think about that in your own life. Do we tell those that we love them once? No, they need to be reminded, don't they? We remind those that we love them. Look back, Psalm 115. It's almost a verbatim quote from the bridegroom to the bride. He says, Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Now, the bridegroom goes on to add some details about her hair and about her eyes and about her lips, about her speech. All of these things were admirable in her. And the bridegroom assured her that she was still his one true love. So once again, God compassionately and patiently teaches us from here and many other scriptures that I'll show us by divine repetitions. God tells us oftentimes the same truths over and over again. And beloved, quite frankly, we need to hear them. We need God to tell us again that He loves us. Do you want to be told that God loves you once? No, we want to be told over and over again. And it's because we often fall into sin, the same besetting sins, and we look at ourselves and we doubt, even at times, our own salvation. We doubt that we're even His child. We doubt that He loves us. How can He love me when I behave in such a way? We know that the bride exhibited some of those behaviors, as we saw in Song of Solomon chapter 1. But we often fall into the same besetting sins over and over again, and we fail to remember past instances of God's grace and kindness to us, and His love and His tender mercy towards us, which we have personally experienced in our lives. How often has God been gracious to us, and He's blessed us exceedingly? He's answered our prayer. And we think to ourselves, if I can only remember this the next time a trial comes around. But beloved, how often do we forget? And we don't build those memorials in our lives, and we go back and remember how good God has been to us. Therefore, our Father and our God repeats Himself to us and reminds us again and again to trust Him and to believe what He has promised to us in His Word. He repeats Himself. In our text this evening, the bridegroom repeated himself to his bride and once again encouraged her that she was still his one true love. Thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. He repeated to her how beautiful she was to him. He once again assured her of his love to her. How often do you and I need to be assured that God still looks upon us with delight and love? Do we need to be assured of that? I need to be assured of that. How are we going to be assured that God still delights in us and loves us, even with all of our blemishes and our sins, our besetting sins and our failures? How are we going to be assured of that, beloved? By listening to God tell us that in His Word over and over again. What's the old song say? Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Tell it to me again. Tell me that you love me again. My wife tells me every morning that she loves me, and I tell her every morning that I love her. Beloved, that's how we should be. And listen, don't you want to know that Christ loves you every single day? Think of the Apostle John. What did John write about himself in the Gospel of John? What words did he use when he wrote about himself? Four times he said, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Remember that? You ever wonder why John wrote that like that? Maybe he wanted to be reminded that Jesus loved him. And so he wrote that, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Beloved, if you're in Christ, guess what? That's not only to John, it's to you. You are a disciple whom Jesus loves. But beloved, we want to be assured of that, don't we? So he repeated to her, here in verse 1, how beautiful she was, and he assured her that she was still the apple of his eye. I remember a lost man whom I used to work with, and I remember we were reading our scriptures, and we had a little Bible study at work when I was in the Air Guard. This one guy, he was a really boisterous naysayer against the Bible. He would want to argue about things and prove that the scriptures weren't true. And he would say, you just keep reading the same book over and over again. You read it over and over again. How many times can you read one book? And that's what he would say. You know as well as I do, Jesus or the Spirit of God and the writers of the Word of God, they don't just say something once. And that's what his words were. I remember he says, why do you just read the Bible repeatedly? Well, beloved, it's not just a book. It's God's Word. And therefore, once is not enough. One time's not enough to be told a precious truth in the Word of God. Again, in a relationship, you don't communicate once and then that's it, but you communicate continually. And beloved, in our Christian life, we have a relationship with Christ, like the bride and the bridegroom had. The bride heard the bridegroom tell her that he loved her, but now, here, as you get a little further down the road, she must hear it from him again and again, and we'll see it again in the Song of Solomon. She needed that assurance that he loved her, and so do we. What this coworker of mine didn't understand, and many do not, is that the Christian life is a continual conversing and communing with God, and of God repeating himself to us and reminding us of his great love for us. And that takes place when we're in God's word and we see those great and precious promises, those repeated truths that God writes to us, or God had his prophets and his apostles write to us. Listen, we need to hear the same warnings. We need to hear the same promises, the same truths. We need to hear the same wisdom, the same gospel. We need to hear of the same love of Christ. We need to hear the same comforts and the same assurances that God has already told us. Again, why? You know why. Because we forget. Because we stop trusting God. That happens at times. Because we're prone to wonder, like the song we sang tonight. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Beloved, God wrote the scriptures, his revealed will, to keep us holding on our way. And for that, those very important foundational truths in the Word of God are repeated by God. The truth is, you won't thrive. You won't grow. You won't mature in your faith as a Christian from one single reading of God's Word. Or by trusting God once. But rather, by repeatedly reading and trusting and listening to God repeat himself to you in his word. We need to hear it over again. Beloved, every single day, it's like awake, live, sleep, repeat. I mean, we need repeated renewing of our faith. We need to believe every single day. Now, I'll close with some examples of how God graciously helps us and strengthens us by repeating important faith-strengthening and sanctifying truths to us, reminding us of things which he already told us. And listen, you need to ward off that spirit of, I've read that already. Listen, because you're going to go back and read the same passage in the same gospel or the same epistle or in the same Old Testament book, if you're living the Christian life, eventually you're going to go back to that same truth. But God's word is living, and God increases our faith. How often have you read the same truth that you read last year or last month, and God shows you more? Beloved, that's how God teaches us. Think about this. That passage in Hebrews 13:5, the scripture says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Now, that's good that it's written once, but it's written multiple times. God told Jacob in Genesis, he said, I am with thee. I will not leave thee. He also said, I will not fail thee. Deuteronomy 31, two times God told all Israel by the mouth of Moses, God will go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You think God's trying to drill something into our minds that we would believe this? Joshua 1:5, God told Joshua, he said, like I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And listen, I'm not even reading you all the references. I'll read you one more. Psalm 37, David said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's just five references. Beloved, you think this is an important truth that God wants us to embrace and believe and to lay hold of by faith? God will never leave us nor forsake us. Think about Psalm 57 and Psalm 108. Both of those, you don't have to look at them, but Psalm 57, 7 to 11, and Psalm 108, 1 to 5 are almost verbatim. And they have in those words, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. And so God teaches us about our own faith and how it needs to be a determined faith. In Psalm 136, I know you've read that psalm 26 times. In fact, in every verse, the psalmist writes, "His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever." You ever read that and got a little perturbed with it? Okay, I got it. But do you got it? God repeated that 26 times for a good reason. His mercy endureth forever. Beloved, God repeats himself that he might help us. And then this last example is really a precious one to me. Look at John 3, and we'll just read these and we'll be done. It's about our faith, how it is hardwired and linked to eternal life. That is our faith in Christ. In John 3:15, Jesus talked about the serpent being lifted up in the wilderness. And he says in verse 15, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish but have eternal life. 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in me should not perish but have everlasting life. That's twice. He tells it to him twice. Before this, he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then he told him again, Nicodemus, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. He repeated it to him. But of this faith in Christ and everlasting life, look at verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So there it is again. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life. John 5:24. Look there. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. How many times are you going to tell me, Lord? Here's the answer, until you get it. He has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You see how the flower continues to open? And Jesus continues to tell us more about this eternal life that we have. John chapter 6 and verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 47, look at it again, quite simply. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. See how many times he tells the people and his own apostles here in John, the Gospel of John? Chapter 11, after Lazarus had died, 11 verse 25. Jesus said unto her, that is Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's another way of saying he has everlasting life. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's another way of saying it. Believest thou this? You see how many times believing on Christ is linked and hardwired to everlasting life. Mm-hmm. Beloved, you think that Christ is trying to give us assurance here that if we believe in him, we have eternal life, we have everlasting life? I think he is. And then finally, 1 John. We'll finish with this passage. 1 John chapter 5. And time fails me, but you read the first epistle of St. John and see how many times John says, we know. And this is one of those times. He says, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Do you see how many different ways? You can write these verses down and go back and see how many different ways Jesus tells us that we have eternal life if we believe in him. And here's one more. God has given us eternal life, and his life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Now get that. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. If that's you, that you may know that you have eternal life. And I love how he ends this, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Man, you look at these and listen, aren't we so prone to read past simple verses and we say, yeah, I know that. No, don't do that. No. Listen to God's divine repetitions and let them soak in, beloved. When God tells us something over and over again, when God repeats himself, he wants us to know and he wants us to be assured that he means what he says. That he means what he says. You do this in your personal Bible devotions and you see how many times and from different prophets and from different writers, from the apostles, from the words of Jesus himself, which we saw here. You ever thought, why do we have four different gospel writers writing the same story? And so we do. So it's repeated, the same story, but from four different writers. And oftentimes they are writing to us the same things that the other writers wrote. But it's how God continues to solidify and to strengthen us in our faith, beloved. Can you imagine if the scriptures only had one passage that said, whosoever believes in Christ has everlasting life? Can you imagine if there was only one passage? Be kind of rough, I would think. But it's not like that. Go back and look at those passages that talk about us being saved, and you'll be greatly encouraged by this. Amen, brethren. I pray that God would help you in your personal Bible devotion times. Listen, who you are in the Word, in your private times, will bring forth and produce who you are in public when you're out in the world. And so, beloved, be in the Word. Be in the Word. Eat it up. Like God told Ezekiel and I think Jeremiah, he said, eat the book. Told John that too. Eat the book. Brother, will you eat it? Brethren, digest it. And so, don't just skim over God's repeats. Here in Song of Solomon, the bride needed to hear it again. And listen, if you're like me, I want to hear the promises of God again. I want to hear that God loves me again. I want to hear that Christ died for me again. And beloved, when you read that, he's reminding you. And so I pray this would help you in your personal faith in Christ. Let's dismiss in prayer. Father, thank you for this short passage. And Lord, I thank you for this reminder for me. I pray that you would help these thy people. Oh God, may we know that you've written what you've written. And you wrote and you had your word written a certain way. Because of our weaknesses, Father, because we need to be constantly reminded of precious promises and truths. And so, Lord, help us, Father, in our Christian lives. Father, help us to not skim over the simplest of verses of Scripture in our minds. Because, Father, when we do that, we're dishonoring you. And so help us, Lord, to take seriously every word that you say in your word. And we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.